I can speak because this is the second life of Janus when Nicola took over the magazine, asking Jan Fabre eventually to make some changes, but the spirit remained. The spirit remained, and a new blood, if you want, it was infused into the magazine. I like to remember something peculiar that in the name and with Janus has been done in these 3 years, and there are the seminars at Praiano, at the Fondazione Le Witt. They were summer seminary and interdisciplinary. Once was about architecture in the garden, one was about l'immatériel, déjà à l'époque on parlait de l'immatériel, and the third year I don't recall, but that was interesting because it was very much alive. And people came, and also the place in Praiano is a very special one, so people could talk. And then it all these 2 weeks conversation exchanges were reported on the magazine, so with pictures and whatever. It was very interesting. But I like to also say that the kind of friendship that links myself and Tommaso to Jan Fabre, but not only to Jan Fabre, but to all the company, Trumline and Angelos, because I don't know, we shared so many moments, experience together, that we are very, very strongly related one to each other. And I think that tonight is a great celebration. It's very touching, it's very moving. And when we were listening to this beautiful composition of music just half an hour ago, I was about to sign myself with a cross, because I'm Catholic, and I was giving thanks to the God, because these are very, very few moments in life that you may remember forever. And I think that this evening, this is one of them.